Memoirs of Frank Sinatra. I'm Michael Thomas Jr., and this is what you need to know.
Street of dreams, dreams broken into, can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold.
Postcards from a Dream. Memories of Mr. S. A very special Mr. S. Delve into one of the most integral and iconic pop culture figures of modern history from the memory bank of one lady whom worked along Frank Sinatra, yes, Francis Albert Sinatra, who knew the world over, even today, nearly 20 years after his death, and his widowed wife, Barbara. A memoir revolving around author Janice Easterling's years working for Frank Sinatra and his wife, Barbara, from 1976 through 1980, including never-before-seen mementos, letters, and personal photos of Frank Sinatra and his homes in both Rancho Mirage, California, and his New York City apartment at the legendary and historical Waldorf Astoria Towers. We spoke with author of Postcards from a Dream, Memories of Mr. S., Janice Easterling, and how her work for Sinatra all started, and what she hopes readers will get from her new memoir.
I was 26 at the time, and I had just gotten married, and he was a costumer for motion pictures and television, and at the time, Mike was working on Beretta and TV shows like that, and being Italian, he had a lot of friends in a lot of places, and some of them happened to be in Las Vegas, and a friend of him that kind of hung out there in the lobby, and word was getting around that Frank Sinatra's current valet was going to have to quit because of the, he had started having heart problems because of the stress of the job, and his marriage had fallen apart because of the demands of the job. You're on the road 9 months out of the year. And so he gave Mike a call and said he needs a valet. And so they put him on a plane, and he flew into Las Vegas, and when he got there, he met Barbara. She interviewed him, and she said, you know, that was fine, but they were really looking for a couple so that the travel wouldn't be an issue, and they could kind of balance out and have a girl to take care of her needs and somebody that could maybe cook on the road. It kind of evolved from there, and then that afternoon, it was a Saturday afternoon, and they flew me in and waited around most of the weekend just waiting to interview. And it never came to be. They just sent word through the secretary for us to go on back to California, gather up our things, and just be down at the compound in Rancho Mirage that following Tuesday morning. So we really never had an interview. We just showed up there on a Tuesday morning, and it kind of evolved from there. You know, whatever, we were on call 24/7, and it just kind of evolved where the more we did for them, the more we could do for them. So I became a hairstylist, wardrobe, and a few recipes that he liked to have on the road, I would cook that. And Mike, of course, was doing the shows, his tuxedos and all of that, just primarily his personal valet. And when we were at home, we were hired with the understanding that we were going to just travel with them. Because at the house, they had housekeepers and bartenders and those people. So, but as you get more and more acclimated and get comfortable with each other, we started doing more and more for them. So that when we were in town, I then would become a hostess, and Mike would be the bartender. And we would help make breakfast and just things like that, because he did love that house and he loved being home. But primarily, it just turned into a, you know, all-consuming job, just pretty much always there for them. So it's pretty much how it evolved. It was just a matter of being in the right place at the right time. It's just amazing to think, you know, it's not a job that you could ever go apply for. You know, I don't deal with personal habits or any of that. It was just, my intention was it mainly to be more from my perspective, what it's like, just a normal person to see what it's like for these people. And he's had so many books written about him, and I'm not a historian, and I'm not a gossip. Yeah, he was just, even when I was able to take my mother and sneak her into the house, I had permission and whatever, I was there to get some wardrobe, but just we found ourselves whispering in the house as though we were cat burglars, and you just get this feeling that this is Frank Sinatra's house, you know, you don't want to touch anything or whatever, but it's just mesmerizing to look around and think, this is really where he lives, and I was really fortunate to be able to take my mom down there, and you know, it was just a fantasy for her, and my parents are from the South, so I don't think my dad was ever a huge Frank Sinatra fan, but once he saw the show, and once you're, you know, within arm's length of Frank Sinatra, and the band, and the orchestra, and the quintet, I mean, it's amazing. You get swept up. He had some of the best orchestras and the best arrangements, and I would get intimidated all over again if I saw him perform. So I tried to refrain from not going to the shows so much, and I would pick and choose carefully what shows I wanted to attend, because I'd get right back to that same thing where I couldn't speak around him. He just, you know. And I never got used to his sense of humor, because he was always playing practical jokes. And if he knew that you were intimidated or nervous around him, he would do things to make you that much more nervous. So, he just knew how to, I don't even know how to explain it. He's just a real quick wit, but really kind. And if he knew you had a weakness, he'd pick on it. He was just, I miss him terribly. I really do. And there were so many times I thought after leaving, even after my daughter was born, that I would have still liked to just stay on, because they had become family. And you can't be in a situation like that. And 24 hours a day, you see the best and the worst in people, and you become family.
Make sure to pick up your copy of Postcards from a Dream, Memories of Mr. S. by Janice Easterling. You can pick up a copy on Amazon and get it on Kindle as well, or BarnesandNoble.com. For Memoirs and Memories of Frank Sinatra, I'm Michael Thomas Jr., and this is what you need to know on Radio Free Phoenix.
Love is sure on the street of dreams.